This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. Yesterday, I started talking about the question asked by a Jewish teacher to Jesus. The question was, who is my neighbour? And Jesus told the story, what we know as the Good Samaritan. It's an extraordinary act of kindness that's still preached about. You might know a Jewish man was travelling 30 kilometres from Jerusalem to Jericho by foot when he was beaten up by robbers. Now, it was, and actually still is, a very dangerous road where people were attacked. In fact, it was known as the Way of Blood, no doubt because of the vast amount of blood that had been shed there by robbers over the years. It was a very dangerous highway, lots of bends in the road where robbers could hide and attack their prey. So it was a very scary place, not the best place to be on your own. And yet, for some reason, this man was on the road walking 30 kilometres alone, and he was attacked. So he was not only robbed, but he was brutalised. He's left bloody, naked, dying there. And along comes a priest. Now, in that day, the priests served in the temple on a rotational basis. Most of them lived outside of Jerusalem. Many of them lived in Jericho. In fact, Jericho had become a priestly city where the priests and the other temple people resided when they weren't fulfilling their duty back at Jerusalem. So perhaps the priests and Levites had immunity from attack. I'm not quite sure. They constantly travel on that road, but we don't read of them being attacked. Anyway, this man was coming from Jerusalem. Perhaps he'd been involved in the temple service. And there he encountered this man lying in a pool of blood, his life ebbing away. And his reaction was quite instinctive because we read he passed by on the other side. Jesus didn't tell us why he did that. Well, he was a priest and he couldn't contact a dead body. He'd be ceremonially contaminated. And so the priest had already been away for home, so he really didn't want to touch an almost dead body. So at the very least, involvement with this half-dead man, that was more or less an interruption to his plans. And we can understand, I guess, although not agree with what he did, helping other people, yes, it can force us to face some difficult situations and maybe some dangerous situations, as I mentioned yesterday about the man at the subway in New York. We may not feel good about choosing the other side of the road, but it's a safer place to be. Perhaps others are better qualified. After all, this priest probably thought, well, look, I'm a priest, I'm not a paramedic. Anyway, the story goes in Luke, as Jesus said, another person came along that same highway, a Levite. And the Levite, he had an important role in the service of the temple. We don't know why, but he did the same thing. Maybe he feared for his own safety. He thought there might have been robbers still hanging around, or he was afraid. But he didn't stop and help. He walked by on the other side. Well, they certainly didn't need to sort of get involved. They didn't stop. Now, let's not make the mistake today of thinking that these two men were bad men. They weren't bad. They were just busy. And it's ironic that they were busy working for God. They were too busy, actually, working for God to care like God. But there's an unusual twist in this story, Luke 10, verse 33, when Jesus said, "But a Samaritan stopped and felt sorry for the man and went over to him." We perhaps don't quite understand, but when Jesus said that, it would have touched a raw nerve. The Samaritans, they were a hated race, a mixed race. And so the Samaritans, well, I guess, were in the lowest rung of this Jewish social calendar. People hated them, but we call him a good Samaritan. But in the first century, there was no such person as a good Samaritan. But Jesus introduced this Samaritan, and he followed his feelings, which led to actions. He bandaged the man's wound. He probably tore up his own garments and helped the wounds, poured on wine to help the wounds, to soothe the pain. And he placed the man on his own donkey and led that animal to an inn. So he didn't ride, he walked, and he was helped. So this is the story that Jesus was saying, "Who then was my neighbour?" Of course, that good Samaritan. Thank you, Lord, for that story. It has so much to teach us, and we want to take it to heart today. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.